The audit found that nearly 98% of the user fees paid by hunters and anglers go back into programs like habitat improvement and stocking for everything from fish to pheasants. DNR Secretary Scott Hassett says the groups whose members pay those fees are vocal that their money not be moved around to pay other state bills.
A lot of the groups watch every dollar in those funds. I'm talking about trout stamps, pheasant stamps, turkey stamps, things like that. They want to make sure that money does go to their programs, and they watch it very carefully.
While Hassett says this audit shows the department spends its money wisely, Republican State Senator Joe Lybum issued a written statement calling it worrisome that 2.5% of all fee revenue paid for something entirely unrelated to hunters and anglers. The audit also found the DNR kept its administrative costs to about 11%, which is lower than state law requires. But the balance of the department's fish and wildlife account has dropped sharply from about $28 million 6 years ago to just $1 million in 2004-2005. Hassett says that's largely because the department's budget fluctuates with various hunting seasons, and those don't necessarily correspond with the fiscal year. But he says it would be nice to have an alternative source of funding, like an 1/8 cent sales tax.
It gives you some stable funding, and it reflects the fact that everybody has a stake in natural resources.
Hassett says another alternative would be licensing non-motorized canoes and kayaks. He says both ideas are just in the discussion stage right now. A legislative panel will review the DNR audit later this month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.